Let's get the week 10 picks out of the way. Hope everybody week going well. Middle of the week. Weary Wednesday. Week 10. Have some teams on a bye, so it's not the full schedule. And last week, 9-5. Not too bad. 9-5. So let's take this at the top. Panthers and Bears. I think Justin Fields is back this week. At least he's going to be trying to play for this Thursday night football game. They're not good. I'm going with the Panthers on that one. Yeah, Justin Fields coming back, but they wasn't good when before he left. And plus, he might be a little rusty. I know he had a thumb injury. I don't know how he's going to work out with that. And I just don't have faith in the Bears. We're going to take the Panthers in this week 10. Okay. Browns and Ravens. Another black and blue game, another rivalry. Ravens at home. I feel comfortable with going with the Ravens at home. The Browns, I think, is Deshaun Watson back? Or is he coming back this week for this game? It doesn't matter. Ravens are 7-2. They just blew out the Seahawks. So I feel good about them in week 10 at home. Keep the train moving. Niners and Jaguars. This could be a good one. 49ers been struggling lately. They've been having a lot of key injuries. Jaguars at home, they've been hot, steamrolling in that division. Usually I would pick against them, but I think in this one, man. And I do like the Jaguars team. I like their makeup, even though they're in the Texans division. But I do like the makeup of their team. And I'm a Lawrence fan. But 49ers, I don't think they get back on track this week. I think Jaguars going to stand strong and take that one in week 10. Let's go with the Jaguars. Texans and Bengals. And shout out to those Texans. You want to talk about growing up, starting a new regime? You want to talk about going out there, winning games, key games, big games, against good teams? But this week here, and I picked against them last week, and they rolled out and won. I will take that loss any day. And I'm going to have to take this loss, because I'm going to pick the Bengals this week at home against the Texans. This game here is going to tell how the Texans have arrived. You beat the Bengals, it means a lot of things. It means you're ready to play, and it means you can beat anybody in this league. You take down these red hot Bengals right now. They found their sauce. They got Burrow out there throwing a ball around. This team is ready to jump into the playoffs and make some noise. Bengals are no chopped liver. Bengals are very good. And if the Texans can go down there in Cincinnati and beat the Bengals, it's a lot of people going to be talking. A lot of people going to be talking about that one. You can't look at the Texans as a team of old and say, hey, man, they're not ready. They're not going to make the playoffs. They're going to get blown out in this type of a ball game. I don't believe that. And Texas, man, this is a big one. This is a big one. And another reason why I'm going against y'all this week, because it seems like when I don't pick y'all, y'all show out. Y'all end up winning. So I'm not going to do that every week, but I'm just saying, you know what I mean? So this week, I'm going to go against y'all with those Bengals in week 10, but I know y'all can win it. Absolutely. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Okay, Lions and Chargers. Chargers look like they found their groove a little bit. Big win for them. Lions. Usually I would like the Lions to win that game. I really would. But Chargers at home, coming off a big win, I think they keep the train moving. I'm going with those Chargers. Going with those Chargers. All right. Giants and Cowboys. should I say anymore? We're going with the Cowboys on that one. Ain't Daniel Jones out for the season? Even if he was there, I'll still pick the Cowboys at home. They're just a far better team. If them Giants could come up and do something, we'll see, man. When it's a rival game and you playing in your division, y'all play each other so much, y'all know each other's schemes. Sometimes it just comes down to effort, execution. And the Giants can cook up something for this week 10 to beat the Cowboys. Oh, man. You want to talk about people talking? But I'm going with the Cowboys. I'm going with the Cowboys. Jets and Raiders. I'm going with the Raiders on that one. Just fired their head coach. Just fired their GM. Antonio got them believing again. They fired up. Look like he's a coach they want to play for. They might go on a little run. They might go on a little run. And they're playing at home. I got to go with them. Raiders all day, every day. Raider Nation on that one. Take this back up at the top. Colts and Patriots. Oh, Patriots. Long y'all have struggled. That'll be early morning on Sunday, 8:30. At home. I'm going to say y'all going to get those Colts. Will Belichick be back next year? Everybody's looking for his head. They saying this probably should be his last year. They should fire him. They should get another coach in there. Is it over with for Belichick? Don't know. We'll see how this season ends. Can they grab a few games at the bottom of the schedule? Make it look decent. We don't want that. So, I'm going with the Patriots. Packers and Steelers. Steelers, all day, every day. Steelers started out very slow. The offense was just stagnant. It seemed like this team could not move the ball. I mean, couldn't get first downs. Running game wasn't good as it is now. They're catching their stride as well, and anytime the Steelers are playing at home, you almost can mark that up as a win. It's very tough to go down there in Steeler land and beat them at home. You got to come with your A game. I'm not on Jordan Love like that. I feel like he still can go out there and lose ball games. He's not polished enough for me. And if he was, I'm still going with the Steelers. So we're going to take them in week 10. I want to believe that's a safe bet. Saints and Vikings. Who that? Seems like I always go with this team each week. But Cousins is out. Sad song. Wishing him a quick recovery. Franchise tag so many times. You never knew what you was going to get from him. He'll play a nice game, and then he'll turn it over and cost your team a game. It seems like this year he got all that behind him, playing some good football, and then something like this happens. Good wishes, speedy recovery, Kirk Cousins. Get back. Hope this doesn't ruin your career, because it will be a sad song if that's the case. So we're going with the Saints. Titans and Buccaneers. I'm going with the Buccaneers. They lost to the Texans last week. And they could have easily won the game too. I mean, it was down very tight and close. They're playing at home. I think they polished it up just a little bit tighter down the stretch, if it goes down the stretch. But the Titans, we already know about the Titans. They're trying to wholesale their team a little bit. They don't look good. Hasn't looked good all year. Buccaneers should get that game. Going with the Buccaneers. Falcons and Cardinals. Don't they get their QB back this week? Kyler Murray, is he back? Doesn't mean anything. How many games have they won? I'm going with the Falcons. Even though Murray possibly could be playing in this game, I don't think he's going to be, you know, back like that. And they're so bad and terrible, I don't even think it matters if he's back or not. They're at home. Yeah, crowd, everything will be all into it because they got their starting quarterback back. But, hey, I don't think they're going to win it. They'll be fired up. Does he really make that kind of a difference? Maybe y'all know something I don't know. Is he that good where he can just carry a team? Can he get them to victory? I don't know. Going with the Falcons. Move this up. Commanders and Seahawks. Going with the Seahawks on that one. Seahawks, man, they've been looking good. They've been looking good. Commanders, so-so, up and down this year. I expected more. I thought they would come in this year and win a lot more games than they have. Maybe it's the system. Maybe, you know, they got a new offensive coordinator over there in Bieniemy. Maybe it takes another year for them to really buy into it. I don't know what the case is over there. And I need the Seahawks to win that anyway. Anytime you can knock a team off from the NFC East, I'm all for it. So Seahawks, take care of your business at home. I'm going with y'all. Week 10. Broncos and Bills. The two B's. That's probably the only thing they got in common. I'm going with the Bills at this one. That's an obvious choice. See what the Bills can do. Can the Bills blow them out at home? Who knows? But they should win that game. Bills allow that to drop. They got more problems than we ever could believe. So we're going to go with that. And that's the Week 10 schedule with teams on the bye week. So we'll see how we're going to fare out on this one. I feel good about it just like I do every other week. And 9-5 wasn't too bad. So let's see if we can beat that 9-5 coming in Week 10 on these picks. So that's it, how I look. Do it look good? Do it look like 9-5 again? Or can I get in the double digits? I'm trying to get in the double digits. And to be honest with you, if I would have picked the Texans last week, that would have been my double digits. I could have had 10. You know, but it didn't happen. But that's okay. I told you I'm willing to take a loss on those Texans. Because if they can win with me picking against them in certain weeks, I'll take it. It's bittersweet for me. So, hey. And that sweet outlasts the bitter, of course. So that's Week 10 picks. Appreciate it. Thanks for y'all time. Weary Wednesday. In the middle of the week. Gets better after that. Goes a terrific Thursday, so get it over with, enjoy it, and be safe. This is Goody Mo Sports Quick Hits, and we out of here. Peace.